Jim Powell with the Madison Environmental Justice Organization says for many people, the amounts of locally caught fish they eat are greater than recommended in state fish consumption advisories.
Well, we've talked to folks from our surveys. We've discovered that there's many, many people who eat fish every day, and some people eating fish just about every meal, and that's often from immigrant communities.
Powell says the group has surveyed Spanish and Hmong-speaking shore anglers on the Yahara chain of lakes and found few are aware of the advisories despite efforts of the DNR.
My experience with advisories are that there's a brochure that the state has created that most people never see.
Fish advisories are posted on the lakes at boat landings, but not generally at popular spots for shore fishing.
Our members who speak Hmong or Spanish, when they're talking to people, a lot of people just don't understand or don't kind of believe it because they can't point to any advisories that are right there. And if those signs were at some popular fishing spots, it would make a lot of difference.
Panfish like crappies and bluegills generally have lower levels of contaminants, but Powell notes many shore anglers are also catching and eating larger walleyes, bass, and catfish, all of which will have higher levels of contaminants. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.